everyone. This is Jamie Little from Fox Sports, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
All right, 720 WGN on the road with Dane live here for the 61st running of the Daytona 500. And here with us, we got one of, you know, our favorite motorsports personalities. You know her from her great work, you know, on ESPN, ABC, and of course as part of that amazing team at Fox covering the biggest events in motorsports like the Indy 500. And here, right here for the Daytona 500, the one and only Jamie Little. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much. It's good to be with you in person.
It's great to be with you in person. And you can't, I mean, it'd be great to, you know, meet you anywhere out for dinner, lunch, coffee. But here at the Daytona International Speedway, especially when the weather is cooperating, it's pretty great.
Yes, and it's looking great for race weekend. So fingers crossed. I just got down here yesterday. I was at the dog show for Fox for a couple of days, and it was bad weather up there. So I'm so excited to be here and finally able to talk about racing again.
You know, you think about all of the stuff that goes on as we get ready for that season, and you think about the differences on the broadcast side and so many kind of cool changes that have happened with the studios.
Yes, this virtual studio we have is unlike anything that's been done in American television. So it really is something great that we're doing. We're all excited about it. It's going to be different because we have people in Charlotte that used to be here on the road, and we no longer have the Hollywood Hotel that everybody has known. It is going to be so much better for fans, though. We can give them so much more information. It's pretty to look at. It's just going to be awesome. So we're excited to roll that out officially for the Daytona 500.
The weather here is great. You mentioned it. It was a little sketchy early on in the week. And of course, longtime resident of Las Vegas, now in Indiana, we're in Chicago, so we have pretty much the same weather, some really legendarily cold. Are you kind of maybe double thinking that situation on the travel?
Well, it gets a little cold there for a little too long for my liking. I'm just an outdoors person. When you live in the desert, you're able to do that all the time. But, you know, this comes at the right time. Just when you start getting sick of that cold weather, it's like, oh, sorry, honey, I got to go to Daytona. A little warmer down there. So it is a perfect time. But I love living in Indy. I mean, people in the Midwest, they truly are as nice as people have always said they are.
Oh, it's great. Motorsports fans all over the place, certainly a lot of them here in the Chicagoland area. And so talk a little bit about some of those storylines. As you get to Media Day, this is an opportunity. Everybody's kind of fresh and ready. So many changes. We mentioned the broadcast side, but with the teams and the drivers, what are some of the angles you're interested in?
I'm always interested when we come here, especially this year, is the different faces in different places. You know, you've got like Kurt Busch in the one. That's going to take a little while. And remember that Daniel Suarez is in the 41. And I know that other drivers are like that too. They're like, now who's in that car? Who's racing next to me? So that's going to be a big storyline. Obviously, this is the last time we'll have this type of restrictor plate at a track like this. So it'll be something to watch and enjoy, but I think it'll be even better once we come back a second time. Looking forward, though, really to Atlanta and the new package that we've talked about for so long, see what they can do with that. And, of course, the new body on the Ford Mustang. That's awesome to see. And I want to see if anybody steps up to the plate or if they can stop our defending champion, Joey Logano, who happens to be really stellar here.
The storylines have always been great, and I think the action on the track has been, you know, definitely as great as it can be. I mean, the finishes are so close. It's a lot of excitement for the viewers. As far as on the broadcast side, trying to get some of those, either the backstories of the drivers or kind of sharing some of their experiences, not only the offseason, but as we move forward.
Yes, and definitely that goes into the talk about those guys that need to race their way in. There's drama there. You've got Brendan Gaughan, a fellow Las Vegan, trying to make a start. Every time he makes it in the field for the 500, he runs pretty darn well. He was like seventh last week on the last year on the last lap. So definitely want to tell some of those backstories. And restrictor plate tracks, Daytona, Talladega, allow us to tell more of those stories because it's more of an even playing field. You see those backmarker guys maybe go to the front because of the draft. So it's a good opportunity to talk about them and what they have going on.
We're excited. When it comes to Sunday, the race tomorrow, where can people find you? Where can people see you? Obviously on Fox, but all those other places that you are.
Yes, well, I'm on Twitter all the time, kind of trying to give people the, you know, the back view of what's going on, the behind the scenes, really. Jamie Little TV on Twitter and Instagram. And then we'll be on TV. I think we start at like 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So you can watch us on Fox all day long. We'll have pre-race, post-race, you name it. We're bringing it all out. So it's going to be fun. And then Bubba Wallace is running a 360 camera that'll be online streaming. You can watch the whole time.
So. Last thing, one of the coolest things, you've been part of some of those big races, the Indy 500, Super Bowl for sure. But the Indy 500 and the Daytona 500 bring out people, luminaries, notables. You'll see presidents of the United States, rock stars, A-list movie stars. Jamie Little, who are you looking forward to see this year at the 500?
I haven't really heard who the big stars are. Jake Owen is performing the pre-race concert, so that's always fun. I'm a big country music fan. And we just get surprised. Guys will show up, and you're like, oh, that's so-and-so. Oh, that's so-and-so. It's really fun. It's a spectacle. It brings out the celebrities. But really, it's just so exciting to see our drivers again after what seems like a long off-season for us, and to see, like, the rookies that are stepping up into the cup level.
Well, we love what you do. We're going to see all the stars on the track and off, and, of course, you, Jamie Little, as well. Thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me. You guys enjoy the race.